take me with him. What does he want me for? Mama told me, don't let go of the ground. Somebody hold me, yeah, and hold me down. Shoulder hollering, eating his red wings, saying, Polly, want a dollar? Don't care if you can't sing. Now put down that guitar, now darling, you can't really play it. No matter what you got to say, don't know how to say it. Mama told me, don't let go of the ground. Now somebody hold me.
Anais Mitchell and Mockingbird. And thank you to Gertie for bringing Dave English along today to say hello. Happy birthday to Amanda today of Portview. Jeff of Vermont celebrates today, as does Jan in Aspinwall, Alyssa of Shaler, Isabel of the Southside Slopes, and Elena of Imperial. Tomorrow, Lisa of Forest Hills, Andy of West Deer, Ariana of Mount Lebanon, Daniel of Pitcairn, twins Elida and Elisa in Brighton Heights, Emery in Washington, Rebecca of Allison Park, and Jill in Baldwin from your whole family. Also tomorrow, Laurel Lely Jank of the North Hills. On the 11th, Monday, we have Onto of Upper St. Clair from Dee Dee, Abby from Sherry and Craig, and a happy anniversary to Allisonville from kids Rena, Linda, and Bill. On October 12th, we have Molly and Gabe. On October 13th, we have Laurel from your family, Michael of Westview, Keith of Swisshelm Park, Jim of Greenfield, Xavier of Cranberry Township, and a happy anniversary to Ron and Judy in Evan City. On the 14th, Cindy of Westview. Happy birthday, Cindy, from husband Kevin, and hello to Colin, wherever you are. Lindsay of Bethel Park from Katie. John in Phoenixville from Dad Fred and Mom Linda of Collier. Happy anniversary also to Brian and Laura. On October 15th, we have two birthdays, mother and son, Alana Kalesa and Nico Kalesa. Nico is 17. Wow, Nico, I remember the day you were born. Happy birthday to you and your mom, and hello to your sister and daughter, Vivian, and dad and husband, Kevin. And finally, happy anniversary to Megan and Kevin from Dick and Judy in Butler. Send your birthday announcements or anniversary greetings to us. We'll keep track of them and announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence. Get them to us at slbradio.org/birthdays, or you can send them anytime to slb@slbradio.org. We'll announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence, and we'll include an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed governmental employee straight to your door if you include the person's postal address. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Aurelie. I'm a PhD candidate at Purdue University in Indiana. For the past 3 years now, I've been studying how people use herbs in their traditional medicine to cure Parkinson's disease. Today, I'd like to talk about red clover. It's a really small, tiny red flower that grows in the grass in gardens. I think it's rather interesting because people think of it as a weed. So people actually try to kill that small flower to have like nice and green grass. But this flower is actually medicinal. So it's a flower that grows everywhere, like all over the world. People can find that small flower. So depending on the areas where you go and study, they will give different uses. One of the uses that I find interesting is that for Parkinson's disease, it's able to protect the neurons from dying from Parkinson's disease in my experimental model. So it's quite interesting to think that people see it as a weed when it could actually be a medicine. This one is a tiny, tiny flower that grows. It's like about the height of the grass, really. So you don't even need to mow it. It's like, you know, it doesn't grow much taller than that. But usually people want to have green grass with nothing else. So that's why we don't see any other plants. But if you leave the grass by itself, so many flowers and other plants will grow. I've read that the flower bud is edible. Not too much of it. It has phytoestrogens in it. So, you know, pregnant women might not want to eat too much of it. But I think the leaves also are edible, but I'm not exactly sure. I wouldn't suggest anybody to try before they read more into it. I think the most important for me is that people understand that anything can be medicinal. Even the smallest weed and the smallest flower that they want to kill might actually help their family someday. So we have to remember that, you know, not take everything for granted. Environment is there to help us, so we have to take care of it.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.
Look for the Herbs in Action podcast wherever you look for podcasts. We're going to play Guess Who in a few moments, so get ready to see if you can solve this week's puzzle.
Nobody's got the time of day it takes for loving you. Nobody's got as bad as me, just
come along and flash that smile. Suddenly I think single life maybe isn't all that fun, yeah. I tried talking to my hopeless heart. She never listens to me. She's somewhere high above the moon. It's mind over matter with all my might. I can't get nothing right, but I'm too busy dancing to your tune.
There, you've got the Gina Furtado Project dancing to your tune.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
We are going to play Guess Who in just a moment, and we'll give you a pair of initials. You can see if you can figure out who it is that we're looking for. Do you have a car, boat, or motorcycle that you no longer need? Please consider donating it to SLB. Our partners will arrange for free pickup from anywhere in the U.S. They'll handle the paperwork. Proceeds from their sale of the vehicle will be credited in your name as an SLB donation. We'll get the money. You'll get a tax receipt for your use. And you no longer will have that vehicle taking up space. Especially if it's one you no longer need or don't feel you're getting a good trade-in value for. It's a great way to get your old car, running or not, to a new home while also supporting SLB. Please consider taking part. We're calling it our SLB Car-a-thon, and we'll continue it through October. Participate at slbradio.careasy.org or 855-500-7433. And I don't have the exact count, but we've had, I believe, 7 donations of automobiles this cycle, and we sure appreciate it. And a couple more will make a huge difference. Thank you. Right now, we are going to play Guess Who. I'm about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living, somebody no longer living. Maybe it's somebody from the world of theater, sports, film, music, history, literature. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name you've heard before. This week's initials are L. R. L. That's R as in Rankin and L as in Lawrenceville. R L. You're welcome to guess as many times as you care to. We will let you know about the incorrect guesses that come in to help you narrow it down. You can guess on or off the air. The guesses are all ready, coming in. Happy birthday to Jeff. Jeff is in Cory, Pennsylvania, from Maine, and his birthday is tomorrow. And their anniversary is on October 12th. Jeff and Aline's anniversary, that is. Here's a guess of Rich Little and Robert E. Lee. Those among several guesses from Tom and McCandless. Zach has a guess of Rob Lowe, and Mike has a guess of Ralph Lauren. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. There's a new album in tribute to John Prine. It's called Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows, Songs of John Prine, Volume 2. It's a great album. Here's one that John recorded just before he passed away. Done by Brandy Carlisle.
I've been down this road before. I remember every tree, every single blade of grass holds a special place for me. I remember every town, every hotel room, every song I ever sang, my guitar out of tune. I remember everything, things I can't forget. The way you turned and smiled on me on the night that we first met. Like roses miss the dew. I've been down this road before, alone as I can be, careful not to let my past go sneaking up on me. Got no future in my happiness, my regrets are very few. Sometimes best that I could do. I remember everything, things I can't forget. Swimming pools of butterflies that slip right through the net. I remember every night, your ocean eyes are blue. How I miss you in like roses miss the dew. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew.
Brandy Carlisle and I Remember Everything, John Prine's song, and she does it really well, doesn't she? We are in the midst of playing Guess Who. A guess of Ron Livingston just coming in. Maybe best known for playing the character Peter in the film Office Space. Matt has a guess of Robert Lewis. to go along with his guests of Ron Livingston, Richard Little. Also, guest. And Annie and Matt also came up with Robert E. Lee, Richard Lewis, Ricky Lake. Mike and Mars has Richard Long, tennis great Rod Laver, Ralph Lauren as his guesses. Ty in Squirrel Hill has Ricky Lake and Robin Leach. Zach had a guess of Rob Lowe. Chaplain Steve has Robert E. Lee. Robert Ludlum, that's a great one. Richard Lee and Rich Lowry. Ruta Lee from John and Carrick. These are all incorrect answers to our RL. Rachel Levine also coming in as a guess. Let me see some that I've missed. Russ has Rush Limbaugh. And some others that we already mentioned, but I don't think we mentioned Ray Lewis. All of these incorrect. And let's see, Linda has a guess of Richard Lewis, Robert Lansing, Richard Long, and Rachel Levine. Don't know who Robert Lansing is. I'm about to find out. Stage, film, and television actor. Who played opposite Jack Lemmon in Under the Yum Yum Tree. Mike guessed Rula Lenska, and I vaguely remember her. I know she's an actress. Oh, she did commercials, I think, for either cosmetics or maybe hair products of some sort. Bruce has a guess of Ron Livingston, Ricky Lake, Ray Liotta, there's another one, Robert Todd Lincoln, and Roy Lichtenstein. We do not have a correct answer yet. Not Robert Lopez. 412-200-5975. Bill in Homer City. Good morning, Bill. Has Richard Long as a guess. Do you need a hint? This person is still alive. And this person is a male. So we are looking for a male with the initials R.L. who is still living. And those are probably the key hints I can give you. A male who is still alive. So each one of those is a key hint. Those would be the keys to solving today's puzzle. Here's Aaron Harp with a song I think you'll recognize.
To the mill, and it come right back. So what's the matter with the mill? I don't want no stuff. Can't bring me my meal, bringing me the husk. So what's the matter with the mill? Done broke down. What's the matter with the mill? Done broke down. I can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Papa been trying, brother too. They both been to the mill. They can't get nothing to do. What's the matter with the mill? Done broke down.
Saturday Light Brigade, that is Aaron Harp and What's the Matter with the Mill. We do not have a correct answer yet. We know it's a male that we're looking for. The initials are RL. This male is still very much alive. I said those hints were the keys to the puzzle. This one might be a little harder than I thought it would be. He came up in Chicago. And although his name hasn't been a guest yet, he's very much considered a part of the in crowd. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Not Ryan Lochte, guessed by Ty and Squirrel Hill, or Robert Lazar, or Ron Lewis, nor is it Rush Limbaugh, Robert E. Lee, Rob Lowe, Ralph Lauren, Ray Lewis, Ricky Lake, Rich Little, or Robin Leach. Or Rula Lenska. If you would like to take a guess, we would love to hear from you. It's not Rula Lenska. Charlie in Pittsburgh guessed Ralph Lauren as well as Rula Lenska. Ty in Squirrel Hill just got the correct answer. Well done, Ty. John and Carrick thought of Richard Lewis. Alina as Ross Lessing. John and Baden just got it. Thank you, John. Well done. Well, Mary in McCandless just got the correct answer. John in Baden got it. Ty in Squirrel Hill knows who it is, too. And Russ in North Carolina got it. Morning to Bonnie. Thank you for the art that you sent to us a little earlier. Here's a guest of Richard Lewis, Ralph Lauren, and Ray Link coming in from Rich Engel. And we were looking for Ramsey Lewis. Ramsey Lewis, and congratulations to the folks who came up with him. Ramsey Lewis is now 86 and still active, giving monthly concerts. Born in Chicago, he began taking piano lessons at the age of 4. Eventually formed a group called The Clefts, after which he formed the Ramsey Lewis Trio. And he was considered one of the United States' most successful jazz pianists in terms of popularity. His hit, The In Crowd, and his version of Hang On Sloopy and Wade in the Water each sold over 1 million copies and earned gold record acknowledgement. And he plays piano as well as electric piano, and you hear him here with an organ kind of sound. Still going quite well at the age of 86 and active as a jazz musician. Congratulations if you came up. With Ramsey Lewis. Hello to Vicky in Oil City. Vicky played along with a guest this morning. And Wes added Robert Lewandowski, a soccer player who plays for his favorite team, Bayern München. I'm losing my German pronunciation ability. A soccer player from Poland. Thanks, Wes. Ramsey Lewis is who we were looking for. Congratulations if you came up with him. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great network of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
serpent always rides on top. Had big ideas and then I came down. Pump it up, you don't lose till you drop. I am random, said a couple things and you can't understand them. I am random, people cutting deals, I'm never gonna land them.
You know, I'm like,
making in the world with all my senses. I didn't even need to expand them. I'm saying all the things to complete all your thoughts. We can think it better if we think it in tandem.
My first paragraph
out of this time. If I make it out with you, then I'll make it out alive. I got an idea about a sweet place to go. I'll get the bubble wrap, you grab the snow. I am random, I said a couple things and you can't understand them.
Kotke and Mike Gordon. With I Am Random. From their album Noon. The Saturday Light Brigade comes together by virtue of a great staff. Chad Green, manager of production and distribution, here with us this morning and just about every Saturday morning. Robert Gray, director of operations, director of programs, Janessa Schuler, senior staff educator, Ben Rutkowski, manager of special projects, Tad Whistle, Director of Development, Susan Blackman. Staff educators Britt Hafley and Deanna Beringer. Associate producer Alexis Thompson, executive producer Ricky Berger. High school intern Morgan McCray. All working together to make a great program. And you, too. And we would like to give you an opportunity to join us on the radio right now. We were thinking earlier this week about idiomatic expressions. And those that contain fish, the word fish, or a reference to fishing, or something to do with fish. There are quite a lot of them, expressions that we use. I just thought of another one. Ricky and I were compiling a list earlier this week, and I just thought of another one that is a great one. So we would like you to call us and let us know about an idiomatic expression It could be a proverb. It could just be a common simile or analogy or metaphor that uses the word fish. I hate to give you an example. If we were asking for dog, we might say every dog has its day or it's a dog-eat-dog world. Here we're looking for expressions involving the word fish. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
If you've ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now all through the week is quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night...
Little inspirational music here.
You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry.
It was rockin'. It was rocking. You never see such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never see such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never see such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Some of the chicks wore expensive frocks. Some of them had on bobby socks. But everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday night fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never see such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Joy began. Now we figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there, then I fell on the floor.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never see such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Jumping and yelling, the bottles was flying and the fish was smelling, and way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached over and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never see such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
But I was shaking like I had the St. Vitus dance. Now I tried to crawl under a bathtub when the policeman said, "Where you going now, bub?" Now they got us out of there like a house on fire, put us all in that black mirage. Now they might have missed a pitiful few, but they got both me and my buddy too.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never see such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Jail in a day's.
They put each one of us on suspicion. Now my chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now, if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me. It was rocking.
Louis Jordan here at the Saturday Life Brigade.
You never see that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
We are looking right now for your analogies,
get away from that, boy.
Metaphors, and expressions containing fish. Do you have one? Go fish. That's one I just thought of. Go fish is an expression. There's one that describes what you might say to somebody after breaking up with their partner. It's not much of a consolation, but you might offer this expression as a consolation. Make an Upper St. or in St. Clair, not Upper St. Clair, but St. Clair. Has slippery as an eel. That fits. Or somebody who is not particularly warm or good with people would be described as a cold fish. And in organized crime, they may say you're going to be sleeping with the fishes if they don't want you to be around much longer. 412-200-5975. I mentioned the one, the expression you might say to somebody as consolation if they broke up with a partner. There's also something that can happen to you if you're driving that you don't want to have happen. And if you find yourself in a difficult to deal with situation, you might describe that situation as this. All of these expressions contain the word fish. And think up some of your own, too, if you'd like to. 412-200-5975. Stephen Oakmont just said, fish or cut bait. That's a good one. And Mick came up with big fish in a small pond. Mike and Marge says this game smells fishy to him. He knows there are plenty of fish in the sea. That would be the consolation, by the way, that you might give to somebody. There's plenty of other fish in the sea. But this game has me hooked, he says. I'm glad. If you're driving, be careful you don't fishtail. And that situation where lots is going wrong or lots is happening and at once, you might describe that as a fine kettle of fish. Jim in Crafton Heights came up with that. As well as fisher cut bait. Oh, this would be if you find yourself in a situation or in a place where you really don't fit in, they would say you were this. And this is, this is one. Ricky mentioned this one today. This is if you are deeply in search of flattery, if you're in search of flattery, 412-200-5975. Oh, Mick has some good ones. Dead as a Mackerel. And also Hook, Line, and Sinker. I haven't thought of that in a while. Chaplain Steve has Shooting Fish in a Barrel. Ty and Squirrel Hill came up with that at the same time. Chaplain Steve also has Sounds Fishy and Plenty of Other Fish in the Sea. Oh, so we're still looking for one that describes somebody who is completely out of place. Oh, if you have something better to do or something more important to do, you say this. And if you can't quite categorize something, there is an expression as well. Jim in Crafton Heights writes that Big Fish is his favorite Tim Burton movie. It's a great film, I agree. Chaplain Steve knew that we were looking for Fishing for a Compliment if you're in search of flattery. Neither fish nor fowl is what I had in mind on something difficult to classify. What about something that is out of place? Something very much out of place. Or an expression that means you have something far more important to tend to. 412-200-5975. Every answer should contain the word fish or something fish-related. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Nick in New York City, good morning. He knew that we were looking for a fish out of water. That would be something that doesn't quite fit in. And he also had the second answer, other fish to fry or bigger fish to fry. Jim in Crafton Heights also had that, along with fish out of water, as did Mick. Four, 412-200-5975. Aileen says she has bigger fish to fry, and Chaplain Steve also says bigger fish to fry. I see here that Mike has made a request. We'll take a look for that. Here's Steve Katz of Blood, Sweat, and Tears live in our studios.
Well, the sawdust smells so good to me, and the whiskey poured like rain. There was an orange glow in the New York snow, with the laughter and the pain. And Kid said, Sam, when you become a man, there'll be a new day coming on. Play guitar for yourself, don't you mind the rest. They'll be here, but they'll be gone. Well, I knew Sam, who was a Marxist, and Phil the soldier too. And I remember all the ideals, but we drank to the revenues. And there was one who made it lucky, and there was one who took his life. But there was drink to cloud confusion for the kid who did survive. It's the kettle of fish tonight, and we'll drink by the candlelight. and talk of wars and greed and whores and the power and the might. It's the kettle of fish in circles by a drunken village dawn, and the crowd grows thin as the sun pours in, and all my friends are dead or gone. Tim, who was a wobbly, and we drank to the 50 years, from barroom fights to coal mine strikes, how laughter turned to tears. And when the waiter said, "Hey, Tim, let's go, you drank too much for now," we trade songs in a local cafe, and the kid was in a cloud. Well, my feet were cold like the sawdust, and my eyes were red with tears, like the country blues with the morning news. There was conflict in the air. And are you happy writing songs of love as you watch the dawning light? But you'll miss the walk to the beer and talk in the kettle of fish tonight. It's the kettle of fish tonight, and we'll drink by the candlelight and talk of wars and greed and whores and the power and the might. It's the kettle of fish in circles by a drunken village dawn, and the crowd grows thin as the sun pours in, and all my friends are dead or gone.
Surely a beautiful song. Do you recognize his voice? That's Steve Katz from Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Kettle of Fish, as recorded live in our studios back on May 21st, 2016. And I think Steve's voice is most noticeable in Blood, Sweat, and Tears discography. When he sings the song called Sometimes in Winter, which he also did in our studios. Ty at Squirrel Hill, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. He came up with an expression that showed up on a lot of T-shirts in the 70s and still does today, which is, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Remember those? I do so well.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How you know?
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun, where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing by a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really la.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign, gone fishing, instead of just a wishing.
Papa Bing, I've stopped by your place a time or two lately, and you aren't home either.
Well, I'm a busy man, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio.
You aren't tied up, you dog. You're just playing old gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boys. You're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing instead of just a wishing.
Bop, 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 bop,
bop. Oh, yeah.
Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby, Gone Fishing. As requested. Well, I see a lot of people beyond the glass who are soon going to be here with me. I hope you can stick around for our next hour. We have five students from the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Awards program, all honored under that program. You'll get a chance to meet them and perhaps hear some of their poetry and prose. Alan in Squirrel Hill writes, every expression I could think of, somebody else already sent in. Oh, well, there are plenty of other fish in the sea. Thanks, Alan, for playing along. And thanks to you for playing along. More fun to come, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In a mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman and sat down beside me. He had a strange look on his face. His big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. Then he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought that I'd lost my mind. But I couldn't hold her, the word that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
There, you've got a fun take on the song Lucille from Jay Armsworthy and Eastern Tradition. That's brand new into our library. It just came in this week. Coming up in just a few moments, we have some writers from the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Awards joining us.
Mm-hmm.